Obama nationalizes America's children. 12th of June, 2009. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Green Bay, Wisconsin. President Obama instituted his greatly enhanced version of No Child Left Behind when he formally took into custody every school child in America. This is believed to be the largest nationalization of people since the slave trade and has drawn some comment. Quote, "This socialist Obama has finally gone too far, nationalizing our children," unquote, said Rush Limbaugh, leader of the Grand Old Party. Quote, "His publicity stunt of having the little Kennedy girl go to him for her excuse note was sick," unquote. Rush refers to the much-publicized event in which a young 10-year-old girl had missed school to see President Obama. Her biological father, well aware that no private parent is in a position to take care of their children properly, had respectfully asked the president to write a note for her. Bill O'Reilly said, quote, "In the old days, a dad would have had the balls enough to write an excuse for his own child, not ask another grown man to do it. What was the girl going to miss that day? Another reading of Heather Has Two Mommies? Instead, this man has Obama do it for him. I wonder if he had Obama father the kid for him, too," unquote. Yet, indeed, Obama is now the father de facto and de jure. With the nationalization of all children, Obama is the one who writes excuse notes, as well as picking which school is best for them, how late they can stay up, and what TV shows they can watch. He's also in charge of having all America's kids over to the White House for quality time, assuming that no NFL football teams are in attendance. Some constitutional scholars have expressed concern. Quote, "Really, all those silly National Cucumber Awareness Days were bad enough, as the Constitution never gave the power to the President or Congress to do that. But how the heck is a President now in charge of excuse note writing? Let me guess, the ever-elastic Interstate Commerce Clause? A Supreme Court decision? Geez, why do I even ask?" unquote, said Dr. Pangloss of Princeton. Others have pointed out that it seems ironic that the nation's first African-American president would overturn the 13th Amendment that prohibits involuntary servitude. Quote, "These kids don't want to be Obamas. They wanted to stay with their birth parents. That's involuntary," unquote. This said by no one in particular, apparently. Meanwhile, President Obama is busy trying to do up a chore list of that is fair to all 27.6 million of his new kids. And he fired the White House lawn crew, since he's obviously got enough teenagers now to cut the grass. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.